Space. What is it? Well, it's everything in the sky that is above Earth's atmosphere. A layer of gases that is about 60 miles thick. Nobody knows exactly how big space is, but it's enormous. Really too big for our minds to grasp. So, it's helpful to think of Earth as having an address in space, just like when a person has an address where they live. Earth, the planet we live on, is part of our solar system. Our solar system contains 8 planets that orbit, circle, just one star, the Sun. A star is a ball of hot gas, mostly hydrogen and helium. Even though the Sun seems huge to us, it's actually a medium-sized star. And since it's 93 million miles away from us, it's the closest star to Earth. During the day, the light from the Sun is so bright, it blocks out other stars. But at night, after the Sun has set, many other stars in the sky can be seen. Our solar system is part of a galaxy, a city of stars. There are many galaxies. Our galaxy is known as the Milky Way. It was named because of the whitish hue it gives off that looks like milk spilled across the sky. It contains at least 100 billion stars. The Milky Way looks like a pinwheel with 4 long arms. Our solar system is located in one of the 4 arms. It orbits around the center of the Milky Way at about 515,000 miles per hour. Even at that very fast speed, it will take our solar system 230 million years to orbit all the way around the Milky Way's center. Dinosaurs roamed our planet the last time our solar system was in this spot. What is bigger than a galaxy? A group of galaxies. The Milky Way is part of a cluster of more than 30 galaxies called the Local Group. This group contains the Andromeda Galaxy. Of big galaxies, it is the one closest to the Milky Way. The Andromeda Galaxy is twice as wide as the Milky Way. Scientists predict that in the next few billion years, the two galaxies will collide and form a supergalaxy. As big as the Local Group is, it's just a small part of a larger group of galaxy clusters called the Virgo Supercluster. It's an enormous collection of more than 2,000 galaxies. These galaxies are all part of our universe. The universe includes everything: Earth, our solar system, the Milky Way galaxy, and beyond. The universe is everything in space that we can and can't see. How did the universe start? No one knows for sure, but astronomers have an idea, or theory. It's called the Big Bang Theory. This theory originally stated that 13.8 billion years ago, the entire universe was packed into a tiny point that was much smaller than the period at the end of this sentence. This point contained tiny particles that were mixed with light and energy. The particles were extremely hot and packed together. In just an instant, they began to expand. This expansion is known as the Big Bang. It was the beginning of space and time. The particles would eventually become what we know as the planets and stars and everything else. The universe still continues to expand today, just like a balloon does when it is blown up. But scientists continue to update this theory as they observe and collect more data.